Hello to this new episode. It's an interesting one today. This one is, it might be because my daughters are teenagers and they watch Friends every single day. Obviously the TV series, for those of you, everybody knows about Friends. Anyhow, I've been thinking about that, and there's this episode that, in fact, there's a lot of things from that series that kind of comes to mind when I'm recording these episodes. But the one that I'm thinking about is this episode where Joey, I'm not an expert in Friends, but Joey seems to be really depressed, believe because his relationship with Rachel is not working, or he's in love, but he cannot tell her, whatever. Anyhow. Phoebe brings a dog to him, the happiest dog in the world, to cheer him up. And at the end of the episode, or during the episode, the dog just gets really, really moody. He gets the same vibes that Joey, and he's really depressed as well. And Joey said, "Oh my God, I broke the dog," which is very funny. But on a serious note, Why I'm bringing this up is because that's what I did last week. Let's be honest, I had a bad week last week. Can I tell you why? No, I don't know. Everything, nothing. Do I have any reasons to be upset or moody or depressed? No, not at all. I just had a bad week. Just emotionally, I felt drained, tired, without focus. I felt like we were never going to find a place to live and leave our rental place here. I felt like my wife and I could never ever be able to agree on that place, and that we would be just like living out of a suitcase as we are. And we've been for the last 3 or 4 months, and it's kind of reaching saturation point. So I was moody, I was upset. And I realized how easy is to spread that. How easy is to pass it on. Yeah, how easy is to be grumpy and just without realizing making people grumpy, annoying, sad around you when they don't deserve it. When they're probably not even in the same place. So I was thinking, like, is this fair? Is it fair for me to hide my feelings? Is it fair for them to be exposed to my feelings? How the hell do I go about this? So it's not about why I am grumpy. It's what do I do once that I'm grumpy? What can I do? And what is the impact that I have on others? And so that got me thinking this. It's another joke. I also, long time ago, God, 30-something years ago, I was given these cartoons from Calvin and Hobbes. And I'm free-flowing on this one. I don't remember the whole lot, but Calvin is in a very grumpy mood, and he goes, wait for the school bus, and when his neighbor comes in to wait for the bus as well, he says something really, really, really nasty to her, and she gets really, really grumpy as well to him. And he thinks to himself, nothing helps bad mood like spreading it around. And you know what? I think stupid enough, it's not that I'm suggesting that to anybody or to myself, but I think it is true. When we are grumpy, when we are upset, when we are sad, we just don't want to be around happy people, do we? So we want to pass it on. It's like our crap. We don't want it, and we need to pass it on. Yeah. And obviously, jokes apart, yeah. But behind every joke, there's a lot of truth. And the truth on that is that's what I was doing. I was feeling miserable, and I just didn't want people cheering me up. I just wanted them miserable as well. And that's obviously not fair. So yeah, it's it is interesting, and I felt I did break the dog, yeah, because my wife got a bit grumpy with me as well, and my daughters were very quiet and kind of suspicious what's going on here. They were not the normal cheerful self that they are. I think what helped me, not very, very clear what helped me, but obviously time, acknowledge, I think that I'm kind of probably growing up on this one, and realize that I do need that time, and just kind of settle with it, sit with it, and let it be. I went to the gym, not because I wanted to exercise in particular, not because I wanted to whatever, just basically because I didn't want to be home, and I wanted to busy my mind with something else. That did help quite a lot, I have to be honest. I went for a walk with my wife, and I was very quiet, but that's something that I also have learned, is you cannot be grumpy or angry too long when you're walking or hiking or running. So after a few minutes, well, call it 5, 10, 15, eventually, because you are with your own thoughts, walking around and all that, I get fed up of my own thoughts. So that's what I did. But then that on a bigger question is, how do we influence those people around us? How conscious are we on our mood, and how that helps? And I guess most people will say, oh, yes, of course I am. And you know what? I think I am really, really mindful on my persona and my mood when I'm working. When I pick up the phone to call a client, when I am with one of the people I support, when I'm writing an email, I take on a role that I love and adore, and that I find is very helpful to others, yeah? That's okay, I can do that, but what about the really close ones? What about my wife? What about my neighbors? What about my daughters? You could say, okay, well, it's your house, it's your safe environment, you have all the right to be grumpy and annoyed. And I say, yes, I agree on that. But do I have the right to spoil the day or the mood? No. So that's a bit of a dilemma, isn't it? How do you go about it? What do you do? How conscious are you of your own mood? I know my youngest daughter, she's quite conscious. She has learned the hard way, to be honest. She has learned that these things don't work out for her, so she gives herself time out. It is a bit annoying because we just notice how she kind of goes into herself, but it does help her. So maybe that's something I need to do, pick up from her. So here's my thought for you today, is like, how are you going to go about it? Are you going to break the dog? Are you going to spread the mood around? Or are you going to be mindful and do something different? And I don't have an answer. I guess that there's no answer. It's just a thought for us all to be conscious. Okay, that's all for me. Have a great day, and take care. Bye.